"My son, my dream for us has come true," cried the woman. They hugged each other with great joy. Then the son looked and saw someone who had not been in the brocade. Standing before him was the beautiful princess he had met at the palace. Princess Akia smiled at him. "You are surprised to see me?" she asked. "I am astonished," cried the son. "But how did you get here?" "My sister told you that I had gone away, and so I did," the Princess Akia said. "You see, I fell in love with you from the first moment you came to the palace. I wanted more than anything to go with you back here to your home. So while you slept, I sewed myself into the brocade, and then I became a part of it." "How splendid!" cried the boy's mother. "My son knows a real princess." Yet it was not enough that the woman and her son and the princess were happy in their new world. The woman wanted to share their happiness with the entire village. She invited all her neighbors to join the three of them in this paradise on earth. They gladly moved to the beautiful gardens. Soon there was a wedding. The son and Princess Akia were married, and they lived in great happiness and had many children. As for the woman, she was the proudest grandmother in all of China. And if that isn't a happy ending, I don't know what is.